like to invite you to come forward one at a time and light your own candle. Speak the name of the person or the people or the place or the thing that you'd like to hold up in prayer. Light your candle, place it in the sand. You're free to speak it out loud. You're free to speak it softly. You're free to speak it mentally. We'd like to start at the back and work our way forward. Stay in a prayerful, meditative state and just feel the presence of the divine washing over us as we start. So, Patrick. Light this candle in honor of the people that cannot be with us today. I light this candle in honor of the victims of violence, domestic violence, gun violence, war violence. I light this candle in honor of peace. I light this candle in honor of you being here with us today. I've never seen such a straight line of candles, I gotta tell you. They're like almost perfectly aligned. Pretty amazing. So let's join together in one last prayer. Divine Spirit, all of these candles are lit in honor of someone or someplace or something. We trust that you know what they are. We affirm that you have things well in hand. We affirm that things are just the way you planned them to be. We are grateful. We acknowledge your greatness and your presence. And in gratitude together, Spirit, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. So in the little bit of time we have left, I thought I would share with you, Unity has a five-step prayer process. If you don't mind, I'm going to sit down. My leg hurts. Of course, you know, you could talk to God anytime, anywhere. I talk to him a lot in my car. Sometimes I have to say, oh, sorry, because I've said things I should not have said. I'm sure not often, but sometimes. So in the silence of your room, whenever you're doing your daily meditation, be it first thing in the morning or the last thing at night before you retire for the day, this is our process. Number one, find a quiet place and relax. Let go of all the tension of the day or the anticipated attention. Breathe deeply and focus within. Become willing to know a truth that sets you free from all concerns. How do you do that? You take a deep, conscious breath. You relax your body and release any busy thoughts. Secondly, you concentrate. Recognize the power of God as life, love, wisdom, and ever-present good. Center your thoughts on the ever-present goodness of God. Center your thoughts on God's energy in your life. And as you inhale, you might want to inhale, God is, and exhale, I am. Thirdly, you meditate. In silent reflection, we see that the power of God is the same power within your divine potential. Fourth, realize, know that you have the power to be, to do, to have, and to allow the good you desire. And five, you appreciate. Grateful for your growing spiritual awareness, you empowered to live fully now and into a fulfilling future. I always end my prayers with thank you, God, regardless of how I start them. Sometimes I have formal prayers, or I consciously go within. sometimes I have off-the-cuff prayers where I'm just praying for an event that happens. You know, I prayed yesterday for the victims of the gun violence in Texas. I pray for the poor little children, refugees in the Middle East who don't know where their next meal is going to come from, who don't have a home anymore. I just couldn't imagine being a little child and having to live through that. I pray at any time for any reason, but I pray daily, deeply, where I can really get in touch with who is here and who is here and how is he speaking to me. And he speaks to me. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says, what? You want me to what? But there's always an answer of some kind. So I hope that this service has meant to you what it has meant to me. This is the day of prayer has always been one of my favorite events that Unity puts on. So although I've never seen one quite so neat. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for letting us share this day with you. And we'll just let the candles go until they burn out.